We're continuing in the Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bilvoi Mishkan Evne. We're on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We're talking about the means to get to the world to come, the means to achieve this Dveikus we're looking for, at the same time which you are able to have the Dveikus to a great extent in this world as well. So we continue with the words of the Mesillas Yesharim that says, Umekom asiyas ha-mitzvahs, and the place to do this mitzvahs, hurak, is only olam hazeh, in this world. Alaylam haba, says the Bilvavi, Alaylam haba, Amr Chazal, regarding the world to come, the rabbi said, Mai dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, B'mei simchavshi, the dead people are free? Gemara explains that pasuk means, Kivin shemeis, Adam nasechavshi minatar min mitzvahs. When a person dies, he is free from the obligations and the opportunity of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Shom ein kiyum. Over there, you can't do it. Hakiyum, the way you can maintain who you're going to be, who ra kan b'olam hazeh, says only in this world. Next page, Kuf Tzadi Dal. Hamitzvahs hein elu hameviyas es adam lenekudas hatachlis. The mitzvahs are those things that bring us to the goal. As we explained, it's impossible to define it merely superficially that the mitzvahs alone bring us to that goal. Mitzvahs mevias as adam latachlis b'tnai sheim mimalos as called ishiyuso. Ramach evarovish lagidov. The mitzvahs only bring a person to this goal on the condition that they fill his entire being, all his body parts, everything that is all about him. Mocho v'libo, gam hemi shubarim l'garmi l'keli sparach lo rak masav yidev v'alma. His heart and his mind are also serving Hashem totally, and not just his actions alone. So it's not just the mitzvahs. Okay, we continue with the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. Al kein, therefore, hu sama adam hazeh ha'odam bezeh ha'olam batchilo. Therefore, a person is placed in this world first. Why? That through the means, through these means that that afford themselves here, he is able to reach the goal, the place which is prepared for him, Shu'olam Abba, which is the world to come. To be saturated there with the good that he acquired for himself through these means of mitzvahs here. This is what our rabbis say in Erevin. Hayom lasosam, today is the time to do them. Umachar lekabel scharam, and tomorrow is to receive the reward. So now the Bilvavi asks a good question. Hasheli yaduma o. There's a well-known question. Reikaimalan, we have the following law. It's a pasuk in the Torah, and it's a law in Judaism. Biyomo titen scharo. On the day that the laborer finishes his work, that is the day that you give him his wages. Now, what does that mean? So, and we know as well that Hashem has to fulfill everything in the Torah. Not only do we have to do what it says in the Torah, Hashem has to do what it says in the Torah. So if you got to pay a wage earner on that day, say every day you got to pay him. So, Eich Chazal Omrim L'mocha L'kabel Scharm. How could they say tomorrow is to get the reward? It's not tomorrow. Today. Not work today, right? Warren Aaron says today you do it and tomorrow you get the reward. Meaning in this world you do it, the next world you get the reward. Just say it should be the same as what the laws are for people. You have to pay a worker on the day he finishes. So every evening Hashem should give us the world to come. Every evening. For Elachur is a neged halacha. It appears that the way Hashem rules the world is different than what the halacha is for people. So he explains. Amnam, Reishis call Ein Zeh Mamish L'Mocha L'Kabel Scharm. First of all, when the Gemara says tomorrow you get the reward, it's not exactly that way 100%. Sheleil Higdarnu Shatana Gainer Rak L'Selova, because we already defined yesterday that that pleasure is not only for the world to come, El Shatana B'Shleimu S'Selova, only the perfect, complete pleasure is in the world to come. Aval Gam Kan, but even so, in this world, a person is able to receive part of the pleasure, with the aspect of a taste of the world to come. Hakeren, the principal reward, she etzem aschar, huelam avoy, it's the world to come. But even here, the fruits of your actions, meaning like the interest, right, gets paid in this world. Person is able to reach certain levels of attachment to Hashem in this world. So who says you're not getting rewarded? I would have used a different analogy. I would say you can work, and there are those who pay into a pension fund. It's like I work, especially work for the government, man. Man, you got to do well, right? Work for the schools, right? Yeah, it's unbelievable. You get paid, and then when you retire, you get whatever 70% of your income. That's the pension. So you're getting paid now, and you're getting paid later, right? Okay, I guess you have to be willing to have them take garnish some of your wages throughout your life. A little bit has to be held back. So that's the same thing. You don't get all the reward serving Hashem in this world. Some of it is being held back. So it's saved up for you.
And couldn't you just say physical and spiritual reward?
Like, well, there really is no physical reward in this world. Mor says, schar b'hai al-malekah, schar mitzvahs b'hai al-malekah, reward for mitzvahs in this world doesn't exist. So, it's, physical, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, Mor is saying, today to do it, tomorrow to receive the reward. Tomorrow, this is the reward.
We're talking about spiritual work, nothing to do with physical work or whatever you do for a living or anything like that.
It's how you serve Hashem, But you should be rewarded on the day you do your work. Right? So, now, okay, there's not many other answers you could have given here. You know, what if you work under contract? You don't get paid till you finish the job. So I could have answered otherwise. So you're under contract. It's a 70-year contract plus. Hashem says, the deal is you don't get paid until you're finished. I mean, the whole question, you could debate the worthiness of the question because the reason why you got to get paid the day you work in this world is because you're living in this world and you don't get paid, you'll die. Right? So you got to get paid.
So again, comparing spiritual
and physical. But in the next world, you don't need to get paid.
But it doesn't compare well.
Yep. So, I mean, it's a question we could... there's other answers to this question. But his answer is also correct. Im kein, therefore, ha-hayom u-la-sos al-gabos schor chelki. Today you do it, and you get a little bit of the reward. V'lamachar, but tomorrow, l-kabos schorim ha-mushlam. You get the complete reward. Now, after the diamonds, aval tumuna kan nekuda mukamot. But there is buried in here a very deep point. Mi mekabel mochar saschar. Who will receive the reward tomorrow? Hem kulam yekablu saschar. Is everybody going to receive the reward tomorrow? Kamo shemarn, as we said, lo, no. Mi shlo asa, somebody didn't do any mitzvahs. Vare shlo kablu. Isn't going to get anything. For sure not. Aval gam lo kol misha osa yo mekabel saschar rekel mochar. Also, not everyone who does today gets a reward tomorrow also. Kamur, as we said. There's a difference in the reward between this world and the next world. Today and tomorrow. Remember we said this idea, coming back to this deep point again, that you have this world, you have next world. But this division exists only for those who make a separation for themselves between today and tomorrow. In other words, where people are in the world here and now is where I'm at now, tomorrow I'm not there yet. And I'm limited to where I am. But for a person where, regarding him, today and tomorrow equal, then the reward will be the same too. In other words, he's saying, the one who gets only a little bit of the reward now, or none of the reward now, and in the world to come, he gets it, because he has believes and lives in this idea that he's here and he's not there. But a person who feels that the today and tomorrow are the same, then the reward is equal. He will explain. So in Akuda Ma'oda Mukha, it's a very deep point. Chazal Omrim, the rabbis tell us, Shet Tzadikim Koma Seim Bisrizus. The rabbis tell us that all the actions of a person, of a tzaddik, are done with zrizus. Zrizus is alacrity. You do it swiftly. That is one of the virtues we're going to see. We're going to learn it. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair says, Torah brings you to watchfulness, zihirus, and zihirus brings you to zrizus, brings you to alacrity. So, let's see. In other words, when tzaddik, they do things quickly. They move quickly. Not in a foolhardy way, but they move very quickly. Yeshno piska ma'omer, there is a very a saying out there that everybody quotes. Shema shenitin lasas hayom lo'osim mochar. That which you can do today, don't do for tomorrow. Don't push off for tomorrow. For tomorrow, let's explain. What is the spiritual benefit of Zrizus? Now you find this, which holiday emphasizes this more than any other holiday? Alacrity.
Sukkot.
Why?
Because you have to do you have to build that when you're supposed to, otherwise you're...
Well, you got to do everything when you're supposed to. You got to buy the matzahs when you're supposed to. You always got to do a mitzvah when you're supposed to.
I don't know that.
That's one for sure. If you're slow, it's a mamiyan aveira.
Shabbos?
No. Pesach. Pesach, you find number one, Hashem took us out of Egypt in haste. And number two, when you're making the matzahs, it's got to be done in 18 minutes. If you're not quick in the matzahs, you're going to make chametz. And Chazal tell us, someone who a mitzvah comes to his hand says, a mitzvah bo liyotcha, mitzvah comes to your hand. What does Gemara say? Al tach mitzeno. Don't allow it to become chametz. Very interesting expression. Don't allow it to become chametz. It doesn't say, Mr. Kamshan, don't delay it. It says, don't allow it to become chametz. Don't push it off to tomorrow. In other words, you have to show alacrity and more than that. So you might say, well, Mr. Kamshan, don't delay it. Don't leave it for tomorrow. But the rabbis are saying a very deep yesod. I take flour and water. Right now, it's neutral. I want to make matzah. Okay, I got to do it in 18 minutes, and now it's matzah. If it's 18 minutes and 1 second, it is chametz. Now, not only is it chametz, but if you eat it, you get kares. You get a terrible punishment. So let's think about what's going on over here. Mitzvah comes to your hand, don't delay it. So let's say mitzvah comes to your hand today. Okay, it's not the mitzvah of baking matzah, it's any mitzvah. The mitzvah of giving tzedakah. So a person wants tzedakah, so what do you say? You know, come tomorrow. But you could have done it today, but you pushed it off to tomorrow. So now tomorrow, when you give the tzedakah, what kind of mitzvah is it? So the rabbi said, al tach mitzena, don't allow it to become chametz. Meaning to say, if I leave it for tomorrow, my giving of tzedakah is like chametz. And that means I get kares for giving tzedakah tomorrow. I mean, the rabbis were very precise in their words. They could have said like the goyim, whatever you can do today, don't push off to tomorrow. That's a non-Jewish way of looking at it. Mitzvah comes to your hand, don't delay it. It doesn't say that. Mitzvah comes to your hand, don't allow it to become chametz. What does it mean, don't allow it to be chametz? Don't delay it to the point that it becomes chametz. So how can giving tzedakah be chametz? He's saying that it is. It can all be chametz. So that's shocking. So that's what I'm just saying. Pesach, really, the critical mitzvah of Pesach is matzah. The whole concept of matzah, you can only make a matzah if you do it quickly. If you were at the matzah bakery, you see how fast they're moving there. It's a whole line. And you're moving quickly, and you don't have to schmooze and this and that. If you delay, it's chametz. So we see that alacrity is a key, is a critical key. So what is going on over here? And now we have to look in the psychology. Let's look. A wife tells a husband, "Dear, I need you to take out the garbage." So what does the husband say? Later. dear, I need to change the light bulbs. All the light bulbs have gone out. It's Choshech Mitzrayim here. It's, I can't see anything in the house. I'll do it on Sunday. Right? So, let me ask you a question. Why won't the husband do it now? It's one answer, only one answer. What's the answer? Because he doesn't want to do it now. He doesn't want to do it now. It's not like the wife gave him five other jobs. He doesn't say, I'm in the middle of the last five jobs you gave me. When I finish these, I'll do the other ones. No, that's not what he says. He's sitting on the couch. He's watching television. He's saying, I'll do it later. Okay, so we got to understand, you know, why do people delay things? He's saying, because basically they don't want to do it. So let's see what the Tzaddik explains here. He says, Teva b'nei Adam, the nature of people is shekol dover shemavak shemehem lasos heim dochen asolam ocher l'shiva bo. Anything that a person is looking to do, they always push it off to tomorrow, the next week. My, what's im kein hasivish tzaddik hinei zoris? So why is it everybody else delays and the tzaddik doesn't? But ma b'nei poshut, the simple answer would be, has Jesus he mita tova sulo. Alacrity is a nice characteristic. Tzaddik has a nice characteristic. Others don't. It's a nice thing. But deep, he harbor Yosemite is much deeper than this. The depths of alacrity is saying that there's nothing holding me back. If there's nothing holding me back, so therefore I can do it right now. In other words, really you should always, the standard position, the default position should always be you do things right away. Right? Why are you not doing it right? Because something is holding you back. So if we remove what's holding you back, there's no reason why you shouldn't do things right away. By nature, people should have shrizus. You're supposed to do it, do it. If you're not doing, there's something going back. It could be a multiple things that are causing you to not do it. There's other things that have to be done beforehand. It's possible. But one of the big ones is also, I just don't want to do it. That's also something that holds it back. There's a lot of things we don't want to do. People don't want to, you know, now it's already February. Most people, if they wanted to, could start filing their taxes. Strange reason why most people don't do it till April. Because it's something you don't want to do. It's not a pleasurable thing. It's not non-pleasurable things. But there's something holding you back. But if nothing's holding you back, you do it right away. So he gives a marshal, Nikach kos mayim. Take a cup of water. Vanatos altsara. Tip it over. What's going to happen to the water? Hamayim yishvuchum ad. The water's going to flow right away. Lamein lamein stuff. Why doesn't the water have patience to go slowly? The answer is, why doesn't the water say, I'll spill out tomorrow? The answer is, there's something holding the water back. So, something that doesn't have something holding it back, so that immediately today, at this moment, at this second, something is pushed off tomorrow because there must be some reason that's holding it back. Either, and not necessarily bad things always, we have to wait for someone's signature. Right? A lot of times you want to fill some out, you know. We still have our U.S. account with the shul. It was an old account from years ago. Can't make write a check. Bank won't write a draft. Won't draw the U.S. account. That's two signatures. You know how difficult that is? He just goes downstairs and we need one more signature. We're going to get a second signature. Gets delayed. Right? Kvarnitsker. The bank's closed. Well, could get delayed till tomorrow. I don't have the ability to do it now, so I'm going to push it off for tomorrow. But the thing that needs to get done, essentially, the thing that needs to get done, by nature, doesn't have to wait till tomorrow. It's here to be done now. So now, let's go back to these concepts of today and tomorrow. Kayem machma sheyesh davar ma'akev. It only exists because something's holding things back. L'chein lo miskal hayom rak machor. Therefore, it doesn't reveal itself today, but not till tomorrow. He's saying a very deep idea now. You want to close a deal on something. You want to do the deal. No, why can't you do the deal today? You should be able to do it. No, we're going to do it tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Because today is today. What does that mean? Because today there's something delaying us from doing it tomorrow. There's something holding us back today. The bank is closed. Can't get the signature. Today there has a block that we can't get into tomorrow. There's a block. So really, you should always be able to do things today. You should be able to do things today. The fact that they're not being done today, but they're being done tomorrow, is because something of today is blocking tomorrow. But if there is nothing to block, if the bank was open, if the person was here, we would do it today. So what he is saying spiritually is that the fact that we say that there's a today and that there's a tomorrow is only because there's things holding us back, keeping us in the today and not allowing us to advance into the tomorrow. It could be a lot of things, and on certain levels we can't avoid it. One of them is time. Today is today without tomorrow being tomorrow. But yeah, but there's things I could do today that I don't have to wait till tomorrow. You know, so you want to do some banking on Sunday. Most banks, you can't. They're closed. Yeah, but if they're open, I could do it. So the fact that we say, you know, today you work, tomorrow you get the reward. Well, why should it be tomorrow? It should be today. The only reason it's tomorrow is for those who have something that's blocking them from allowing tomorrow to come today. There's a block. There's a block. That's the only thing. Let's continue. Let's finish the idea before we take questions. He's almost there. Imarim nimtza b'nekuda kazuba nefesh. If a person has this point in his soul that there's a block, then we have to live with the idea, today you do, tomorrow you get the reward. But as we said in the past, if a person totally nullifies himself, then to the level that he is zero, he turns into being a utensil that's totally nullified to Hashem. It's a clear utensil. Hakol yochel iskal esterko. Everything can reveal itself. If so, huloma akev al klum. It's not holding back anything. Let's just a little bit more. Mima akev adam shemavol lo iskal esso kamalom. What's holding a person back that this world can't be revealed? The world to come isn't revealed in this world. What's holding back olam haba to not be experienced today? Why can't I experience it today? Who atzmo? The person himself. The person himself is what's delaying tomorrow from coming today. Im yavatlas atzmo legamri, if you nullify yourself totally, olam haba, yakan, the world to come would be here now. What's holding the husband back, I said, from changing the light bulb? He could change it today. He could change it today. He doesn't want to change it today. He has an opinion. If the husband was a quote-unquote classical henpecked husband, whatever his wife says, he does it immediately, it's done. The garbage is out, everything's done immediately. But why is it not done immediately? Because, you know, what are you talking about? I got my own opinion. I got to watch this football game. What are you talking about? I got to relax. I got to this, like this. Aye. If you get rid of the eye, then the husband does it immediately. What's the shaila? It's not a question. So that's what Chazal is saying. When a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't allow it to become chametz. Because what is chametz? What is chametz? Chametz is symbolic of what? The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah.
Evil.
The Yetzirah is focuses through your physical body that says the here and the now is what I want. Why do we do averus? Because we don't think of the consequences. We don't nullify ourselves before Hashem. We say we have our own opinion. Hashem says, you know, you have to eat kosher. And you're in a very fancy restaurant that's got very good food. And you're hungry. So Hashem, you say, well, Hashem has his opinion. I have my opinion. My opinion now is I should eat. You should do an aveira. Made a chametz. So it's not only if you don't listen to Hashem, is it chametz, means the Yetzer, but if you do it tomorrow, it's also chametz. Because when you're doing it tomorrow, what are you basically saying? I have my opinion. I have my opinion. I exist, and you know, and I don't nullify myself before Hashem. If you're not nullifying yourself before Hashem, that's bad news. That's bad news. If Hashem says, I want you to do something, so you should say, it's my greatest pleasure, I'll do it immediately. Why are you not doing something that Hashem wants you to do, and you're supposed to do it now? Because I think there's something more important. Something more important than the will of Hashem. What could that be? Now, there are rules. Where it says, if you're in the middle of doing one mitzvah, you can't do another one. Because you can only do so much of the will of Hashem at one time. Human beings can only do one thing at a time. You're supposed to give study. Yeah, but I'm in the middle of davening right now. Hashem, you said I have to daven now. Some Rishok wants the money now. I can't give you the money now. I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I'm a human being. I wish I could do two things. I can't. You didn't make me that way. But either way, I'm doing the will of Hashem. Because when you're not doing the will of Hashem, when there's a mitzvah, it has to be done today. And you say, no, I'll do it tomorrow. But what? There's nothing holding you back from today. That's another mitzvah. Well, and I'm tired. I mean, you're tired. Just spend another 10 minutes and get it done. I don't want to do it today. Right? So that's all part of the Yetzer. It's all saying, I'm not surrendering myself before Hashem. What comes out is that when you do it tomorrow, it becomes chametz. Why? Because you're doing it after the Yetzer Hara has told you when to do it. And obviously, a person who doesn't surrender himself before Hashem is the biggest chametz in the world. It's the biggest chametz in the world. Now, what is kares? What is kares? Kares means you're cut off from Hashem. So I would suggest there's all kinds of kareses, as it were. You know, there's the halachic kares. That kares means you're cut off. Everything you do doesn't connect you to Hashem. And really, if you think about it, you know, you could do, even if you do mitzvahs, you don't get rewarded for those mitzvahs. I mean, that's what kares means. Kares means you've cut off, you know, your connection to Hashem in a way that the circuit closes when you do mitzvahs, that you get rewarded for it. If you do certain averis, it means, I don't really care what God says. Yeah, but you're doing mitzvahs. That's what he's saying. If you do mitzvahs without your heart, without your feeling, those mitzvahs aren't really going to give you the world to come either. So remember, the world to come is dveikus. It's feeling this attachment to God. If you had dveikus, why would you say I'm doing it tomorrow? If you're attached to Hashem, how can you say I'm doing it tomorrow? You're attached to Hashem. Attached to Hashem means there's nothing holding back. There's nothing in between. How could there be tomorrow? There can't be tomorrow. If you're attached to something, it's right here, right now. If you're attached to Hashem and there's a mitzvah right now, you do it right now. What do you mean do it tomorrow? You do it right now. So that's what he's saying. That's the deepest part. You delay mitzvahs. You see people, you know, just not wanting to do things. I said, no, that's not really good in marriage either. Husband doesn't want to do what the wife wants to do. The wife doesn't want what the husband wants to do right now. You know, husband comes into the house and the wife's on the phone. And we're not talking about the wife is speaking to the doctor to get an appointment for the husband. She's talking to her friends. We're talking about the last hour with the friend. Anyway, a little more Lashon Hara we have to finish off here. A little more. Or even not Lashon Hara. Husband's home. Now, if you are dovek to your husband, the first thing you do is you say, oh, my husband's here. I'm sorry, I have to get off. Finished. No, I'll speak to my husband later. What do you mean later? Mitzvah Bal Yochel. It's a mitzvah. Your husband comes home. The biggest mitzvah is to greet him. It's just later business. The answer is, I'm not that close to him. He understands. Yeah, we both understand. We're not close to each other. That's what we understand. That's how he understands things. That could be the husband walks in, the first thing in his mind is to go to the internet. First thing on his mind is to relax and not to say hello to his wife. It could also be. So when you're talking about, well, why don't I get the reward? Why do I have to wait to get the reward later? You know why? Because you're not interested in it. There's something holding you back. You know what's holding you back? Wanting to cling to Hashem. If you wanted to cling to Hashem, you would be clinging to Hashem. That's all there is to it. Again, you can't do it on the perfect level because you are a physical body, so there are certain limitations. But to say you have a taste of that clinging to Hashem, why shouldn't you be clinging to Hashem? Why shouldn't you be feeling this clinging to Hashem? Unless there's a yeshua saying, you know what, I need my independence. I can't get too close to Hashem. It's a little bit overwhelming. You know, when I'm dead and there's no me, then I'm happy to be cling to Hashem. But when there's a me and I have my own identity, why should I be forced to cling to God? And believe it or not, this is what many Orthodox Jews feel. Again, we keep coming back to it. If you really felt that you enjoyed it, if you enjoy this world so much, if you enjoy the next world so much, well, how come on Shabbos, when you're in that world, you want to get out of it as fast as you can? Because you know, really, I haven't been feeling this close, and I don't really want to be that close to Hashem. I want to celebrate Shabbos, but I don't want to feel close to Hashem. So that's what he's saying. Therefore, you're not going to enjoy the pace of the world to come. Ain't coming to you now. Why? Because that's tomorrow. Why is that tomorrow? Because I don't want it today. What do you mean? There's something going back. There's no zrizus. Tzaddik does everything quickly, because by him, Hashem's presence is right there all the time. There's nothing holding him back. He wants to be close to Hashem. So there's nothing holding him back. That means just like he does the mitzvahs right away, that means time is not, it's beyond time. You know, the idea of zrizus, as Morale says, is that, you know, unfortunately, as human beings, we are forced to be locked in by time, but there's something you can do to cheat on it. Do things quickly. Time, you know, it takes time to do something. You're right. So if I do things in a normal way, I won't get to this thing till tomorrow, let's say. But if I do it zrizus, then I get there in half the time. So I've cheated on time, as much as human being can. In other words, you should be able to say, I'm not limited by time. What do you mean you have to be limited by time? You're a human being. You have mass. Mass, you know, we define time by the movement of mass. So I am mass. I'm forced to be within a certain constrict of time, but that's because I'm human. But whatever I can do to get out of it, to go beyond it, I will do my best. So what that's called alacrity. You're moving quickly. Not just your physical body moving quickly. You know the mitzvahs to be done. Immediately you say, if you know. Now then you don't do things in a manner that's foolhardy. Got to make sure it's what you're supposed to be doing. But once you know clearly, this is what Hashem wants me to do, boom, I've done it. I'm immediately doing it. I don't stop in the middle and I finish it. So what you're really doing is you're showing to the most of your ability as human being is I want to break and transcend the limitations of time. To that, Hashem says, I will give it to you. So the biggest limitation of time is it takes time to get into the next world. So Hashem says, it's no problem. Time is not an issue. You will be in the next world. I'll fast track you into the next world. But that only happens if you want to be attached to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So who holds us back from enjoying the world to come? It's ourselves. That's ourselves. So really, Hashem is saying, I would pay you today. You know, when it comes to getting a check, oh, there's Jesus. Oh, mamish. You know, really the guy shouldn't have to pay you till 5 o'clock. Now, you know, I want to get paid by my lunch break, because we'll have my lunch break and go to the bank and cash the check. There's a lot of Jesus. Very rare, you know, an adult, you know, says, you know, I got a check, I'll pick it up tomorrow. You know, only if you don't need the money. If you don't need what? There are people who don't, you know. You know, it's not a rush. All my finances in order. I get a good check. I'm able to save a lot. It's not a big deal. I got enough money in the account. I don't have to cash it right now. So Hashem's saying I can give you Olam Haba right now. No, I got enough in my account. I got the football. I got the Super Bowl coming up. That's fine. I'm not missing anything. I don't have any debts. What do I need Olam Haba for now? The bank account is flush. Okay, so I said, but the check's here. Here's the check. Pick it up. Take it. And then, no, that's for later. I don't need it now. I can have it later. So don't say Hashem is ready to pay you today. Hashem is paying you today. You don't want the check. Why don't you want the check? Where's this Jesus? I don't think the check has a lot of value. That check is good when you're dead. That's it. I want to cash it in when I'm dead. But being when I'm dead and I can't watch the Super Bowl and I can't have my pleasures, then I'm happy to have God because it's better than the worms in the ground. I mean, you know, I don't mind being close to God if the option is nothing. But if I have all these other options in the world, what do I want to be? Waste my time being close to God. I have time later for that. So someone says, here's the check. You did a mitzvah. Here's the check. He says, I don't need the check. We'll save it for my retirement. So that's the problem. For you, there's this time and the next time. There's a difference in time. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Tzaddik, Tzaddik is quickly. I do the will of Hashem. I don't have to see the Jew who delays, right? Yeah. Bring in Shabbos. This is an Indian. The Indian of Tos for Shabbos. You bring in Shabbos early. Well, let me wait till the last minute. It means you're delaying. Person waits for Shabbos last minute, his Shabbos is chametz. What does that mean to say? There's kares. There's real kares. Cut off. He is cut off from the pleasure that Shabbos has to give him. Because he delayed. Guy's in a rush! He's Mekabel Shabbos as early as he can. Mekabel Shabbos, I give him Mekabel Shabbos an hour before. Let me add an extra hour. I'm in a rush. So you're right, you're in a rush. Your Shabbos, you're gonna feel the world to come. Because you're not saying there's this world and the next world. It's all one. There's nothing holding you back. But what do we say? Gemara says, we say to Hashem, you know our will is to do your will. We want to do your will. What's holding us back? What does Gemara say? Saor Shabisa, the yeast in the dough. The yeast in the dough is holding us back. That's what's saying till tomorrow. The yeast in the dough, that's the Yetzer, it's holding us back. That Yetzer says, no, you are something. Your business dealing on Friday afternoon is very important. Much more important than Shabbos. Shabbos is for dead people. Okay, so you're an Orthodox Jew. You know when it's 4:38, you have to, or you're going to go to hell. Okay, I have to stop. I don't have a choice. Oh, but with Hashem, if you had sent me an email at 3 o'clock, Shabbos is being delayed by 3 hours. You'd be jumping up and down. You'd be so happy. Oh, 3 hours less of Shabbos this year. Oh, thank you so much. But since I can't, I have to follow the rules. That's the person who doesn't get paid today. It's not that he didn't get paid. He's what? He's not wanting to pick up the check. And that's why the Gemara says, Hayom lasoso, umacha l'kabel schar. Because most people look at the world that way. I'll pick it up tomorrow. I don't need it today. But Hashem pays the workers on time. He wants you to enjoy it right now. You did mitzvahs today. You should enjoy it today. Why not? The only one who's holding it back is ourselves. The pashtus, let's finish up the bottom here, on a simple level, mevinim, sheyeshno makom echa shu'elam hazeh, v'yeshno makom nos shu'elam ba. Simply, we look at it, simple people look at it, there's a place over here called this world, a place over there called the world to come. Inkein adayin enon nimsayim makom el. So he said, listen, I'm not there yet. What do you want from me? I'm not there. Ba'om haba, the world to come. Arm shod egiel l'chasana, eich yochel b'sun l'chasana. If you didn't get to the wedding, how could you eat the wedding meal? I'm at home. I can't have the wedding meal. I'm not there yet. Next page. But if we would understand that even here is the place for pleasure. Most opinions. The resurrection of the dead. What will happen? The soul will come back to the body in this world. Here. Not up there. So if this is the place of the reward, so let it be here. It could be here. Who's holding it back? The person himself. Depends how he looks at things. What can compare this to? Whatever that stands for. Person has glasses with a very strong prescription. Very strong prescription. He comes to a wedding hall. He took off his glasses. Let's say it was a cold day, right? Come in, the glasses fog up. He takes the glasses off. But very, very weak vision. Hulora can't see anything. Hermes says, Eifa chasen, Eifa kala. Where's the chasen? Where's the kala? Avechel again, nobody's even come. How come nobody's at the wedding? Kulam him, so everybody's there. Him tach, vish amashkafayim, tochlerosim. He put on his glasses, he'd see. Hashela eich adam rasad varim. The question is, how do people see things? Hashtaklis apshuto hi shekana emtsoif v'shamatachlis. Simple vision, without glasses, says, here's the place for the means, next place is the goal. In Kememes ulora kana satachlis. Therefore, he doesn't see the chasen and kala in the wedding hall. Now, doesn't see the goal. Mamela, gamlo markish, he doesn't feel it. Adam adam mishanas hashtaklis, so if he would change his vision, v'mamin shaleis asar panimine kan v'achshav, and you understand there is no place that's lacking Hashem. That's the third thing the Baal HaTanya told this person to be thinking about. There's no place without Hashem. Reshit ve'kus v'arilam hikam. So attachment to God is here. It's not Hashem is there. He's not here. He's here. So attach yourself here. Yesharim ha'mispal shi'iska liyos l'chelak abav. We daven. There are people who daven. I should have a portion of the world to come. That's what it says. I'm going to say this outside because we can just finish at the bottom. He says, the ninth parak of Sanhedrin says, every Jew has a portion of the world to come. Right? Then he reads, there are those who don't have a portion of the world to come. So you pray to Hashem, Hashem, I hope I get a portion of the world to come. Hashem, we say, I pray Hashem, I should get into the next world. So he said, but a person can daven better. A person should daven that he should merit, that he should have his olam hazeh. He should have his this world. Not for taivas, but that he should be able to feel olam haba in olam hazeh. That's what you should daven. And that's what we said. That's the pasuk, olamcha tira b'chayecha. You should see your world in your lifetime. Your world, olam haba, you should see it in your lifetime. You should see it in olam hazeh. Anyone who thinks that the reward is only in the world to come, then he's only going to get in the world to come, maybe. But if he believes that Hashem is everywhere in every place at all times, and then this reward is the delight in being attached to Hashem, so why can't you attach yourself to Hashem in this world? And the pleasure will be, and the reward will be right now. So he's saying, certainly in the next world, there's eternal dveikus with the infinite Hashem. In this world too, can't you merit to see your world in your lifetime? So that's the bottom line. So really, what the tzaddik is saying is, no reason why you can't enjoy it now. Hashem is here, everything's here. There's only one thing holding it back. Me. And if I'm holding it back, I'm making chametz out of my life. Hashem, we should daven to Hashem today. Hashem, I want my olam haba now. Shkayach.